Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. It's Jeff's feeling that spending time in God's Word and then talking with Him each day will help you weather the storms of life. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord, give heed to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my judgment come forth from your presence. Let your eyes look with equity. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you find nothing. I have purpose that my mouth will not transgress. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips I have kept from the paths of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I have called upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my speech. Wondrously show your loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who despoil me, my deadly enemies who surround me. They have closed their unfeeling heart. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They set their eyes to cast us down to the ground. He is like a lion that is eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in hiding places. Arise, O Lord, confront him. Bring him low. Deliver my soul from the wicked with your sword, from men with your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life, and whose belly you fill with your treasure. They are satisfied with children, and leave their abundance to their babes. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. I will be satisfied with your likeness when I awake. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, our hearts laid bare before you. You examine our hearts continually. Nothing is left unnoticed. We have no secrets. Nothing is hidden. Our hearts are like billboards in your sight. Soften our hearts to the sin which lurks within. Convict us of our selfish thoughts and our evil motives. Forgive us, O Lord, for harboring evil in our hearts and being slow to confess and repent of it all. Purge us of our sin, that the words flowing from our mouths might put on display forgiven hearts, pure hearts, hearts filled with righteousness as only you can give. Lord, we pray that pure hearts will lead to righteous lives. As we examine our hearts daily in prayer, speak to us through your word, and direct our feet along your path for our lives, not ours. Keep us looking straight ahead, focused on the cross, focused on you, focused on eternity. Sanctify us, O Lord, that our lives might reflect our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a bit more every day. Bring us to the point in our lives where we can say with the psalmist, "My steps have held fast to your paths, my feet have not slipped." Glorify yourself, Lord, in the lives of repentant sinners who have committed themselves to your authority by obeying your commandments. Bless them, Lord, with the joy and peace that comes from knowing you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep them as the apple of your eye and protect them from the schemes of the enemy. Allow them to rise each day and be satisfied with knowing you, worshiping you in prayer and in Bible study, and obeying your statutes. We pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. We encourage you to go to our website at thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your generosity, your contributions to this ministry, will be used to the honor and glory of God.